Welcome. You are live on Ura Radio of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, and we are in studio again today with Makebo Akwaribo, and he's with the Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producers. Today we are here and we are talking about farmer assisted natural regeneration, and he's here in studio to share with us more about that. Good morning, Mark. Welcome, and welcome to our studio.
Thank you very much for having us. It's a pleasure to be here to have this conversation.
Right. So we are talking about farmer-assisted natural regeneration. What exactly are we talking about?
Thank you very much. So farmer-assisted natural regeneration is for supporting farmers to be able to ensure that the forest cover is being regenerated, especially on a natural basis.
Right.
So instead of planting trees, which is usually one of the ways of restoration, we are looking at farmers ensuring that at least within the locations that they are able to prevent especially trees from dying, especially reducing the levels of burning.
Yeah.
Burning is one key area in northern Ghana that has a lot of effects, especially in terms of the ecology and the environment. And so once you reduce the levels at which you burn, naturally trees are supposed to be able to regenerate, especially within the seeds that fall as a result of various dispersals.
Yeah.
And this occurs especially in terms of farmers being able to proactively ensure that they are also protecting these shrubs. You realize that there are several shrubs around that need to be protected to be able to grow to levels that they can grow.
Right.
So farmers actively engage in these activities, and ensuring that they are protecting the various locations that they find themselves is called farmer-assisted natural regeneration. So allowing the natural growth of various the flora and the fauna, and ensuring that the various systems in which we find ourselves are restored, especially at the natural level.
Great. So which areas are you supporting with farmer-assisted natural regeneration facilitation?
Great. So as we have mentioned, GAFA works in three ecological zones, i.e. the Savannah Ecological Zone, which is the Northern Savannah Ecological Regions. We are also looking at the transition zone, which is especially in Ghana's middle belt. And of course, we're also looking at the forest zone,
right,
which is especially around the Kumasi all the way down south. That is the forest zone. And our key area in terms of support, especially in terms of farmer-assisted natural regeneration right now, is at the Northern Savannah Ecological Zone,
right,
which is being challenged by a lot of bush burning. And bush burning is a major factor that is affecting especially the ecosystems, and also affecting the levels of restoration that is taking place across the Northern Savannah Ecological Zone. And so we are looking at how do we support farmers to be able to adapt, especially practices around farmer-assisted natural regeneration on their farms, especially around parklands, the various parklands that they find within their communities, and also within the forest systems that are available.
Right.
And once they are able to do these things, they are able to support the natural growth. Farmer-assisted natural regeneration looks at how do we support naturally growing trees to be able to grow, and also reduce the rate at which we are, for instance, using burning to be able to reduce the quantities of various trees that are available.
Yeah.
So once we are able to reduce the burning, which is a major factor, especially in northern Ghana, we are also able to reduce the levels of trees that are dying every year,
right,
and also contributing to the numbers of trees that are regenerating, and also providing for services that provide for communities to be able to be much more restored.
Mm.
So we are working within the Northern Savannah Ecological Zone and working with various forest and farm producer organizations across the various regions to be able to support farmer assisted natural regeneration service.
Mm. So you mentioned some of the major challenges, especially in the northern sector, like bush burning and all of that. There's also tree cutting. Has your attention come to that, or that is not happening?
Tree cutting is a major area we are also looking at.
Mm.
And here we are looking at how do we support, especially around the area of fuel wood and, of course, charcoal, which are the two major areas that contributes especially to tree cutting within these locations.
Mm.
So recently, one of the key things that GAFAP has brought about is supporting communities to look at what are the other alternatives, especially to wood charcoal, that communities can really adapt. And for instance, for over the last 1 year, we've been working with the Miller Institute of Transdisciplinary Studies towards what we call grass charcoal, using of grass to produce charcoal. And this is probably one of the best ways of ensuring that we are building especially an economy for grass, which is contributing especially to the women and women's empowerment, and also providing them an opportunity to be able to access the fuel wood to be able to produce various things. And so we are promoting grass charcoal very heavily at the moment and ensuring that we are looking at how to build, for instance, the capacity of people to be able to produce grass charcoal and also increase the awareness. At our national dialogue, which happened somewhere in March this year, we spoke about grass charcoal and how grass charcoal could become a major game changer, especially in terms of the context of fuel and wood and charcoal, especially in northern Ghana.
Great.
And we're hoping that we are going to be building on our grass charcoal campaign over the next 1 year to ensure that we are building capacities of persons to be able to use grass charcoal and also increase the numbers of persons who are also adapting, especially grass charcoal, as another key measure or an alternative to wood charcoal.
Great. So if you have just joined in, you are listening to Ura Radio 89.7, and I am in studio with Mark Cable. He is with the Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producers. We are talking about farmer-assisted natural regeneration, and we are still here exploring what exactly it is and what it is doing to contribute to restoration. So let's talk about the farmer assisted natural regeneration. How is it contributing to restoration?
Great. So it's a big contributor to restoration, especially for us in northern Ghana, where we just have a long dry season, which has about 9 months. And when you look at this kind of dry season, there's really little in terms of the ecosystem that can support, for instance, tree growing. So we are looking at how do we find better alternatives, especially in contributing to the restoration effort. Because there's no water, especially for the long part of the 9 months of the long dry season, a lot of tree growing projects are not able to be able to support the tree growing intervention. So we are looking at what other alternatives can we add, especially to the restoration effort, which makes it easier, especially for the farmer, especially in terms of water, to be able to provide for the services that can provide for restoration. And that's why we're looking at farmer-assisted natural regeneration, where farmers are educated to be able to do certain basic practices within the landscape, especially using pruning. So, for instance, pruning is one of our greatest measures used for the shrubs. You know, various shrubs are there. When you are able to prune them in a certain way, they are able to grow and they are able to thrive. Then also other tree species, for instance, shea, baobab, and other economic tree species, most of them are naturally regenerating.
Yeah.
So if you allow the natural process to take place without burning, so that's why we're very, very focused on the burning issue.
Hmm.
If you are able to reduce the levels of burning that happens, especially across the various landscapes, then you're also reducing the numbers of trees that are burnt and also restoring the environment, especially using the natural forms of regeneration. And this is also being reported to be much cheaper, because you do not need several resources to be able to ensure that trees are growing. For instance, if you have to look for water wells and all those things.
Mm.
So because it is also much cheaper, you are able to achieve it in a large dimension. So we are working especially with our forest and farm producer organizations to adapt farmer-assisted natural regeneration efforts in also contributing to the restoration efforts, even as they also look at other tree growing interventions. For us, as I've mentioned, we have quite a long dry season, and because of that long period of drought, it makes sense to be able to utilize other conservation mechanisms to be able to ensure that we are protecting the environment and also ensuring that we are also restoring the land.
Great. And I'm happy you spoke about the education, because a lot especially happens when it comes to these parts of the country. You spoke about tree, natural restoration process of the trees and all of that. Growing up, we heard this, whether it's a myth or whatever, that this shea tree, when it's growing, you don't plant it. So there are some farmers who, even when you're farming and you meet them, they cut them off,
yeah,
and things like that. So I'm glad that you are engaging in this education, and it's helping in the process. That's great to add. So is there anything that you would love to add?
Yes,
with regards to the conversation we're having.
It's a very important area that, for instance, for us in the Northern Savannah Ecological Area, we need to really adapt. And I think farmer-assisted natural regeneration has worked in a number of communities, especially through the NGO sector. And it's really thriving, especially in the Talense district. I know, for instance, the various NGOs have worked in that area of farmer-assisted natural regeneration. And we're also coming on board as GAFAP to ensure that we are supporting our membership to adapt farmer-assisted natural regeneration practices as another area of restoration that can promote especially restoration in the various areas.
Great.
And I want to also believe that for forest and farm producers, as you've mentioned, most of them are economically dependent on forest products. So, for instance, the shea, the baobab, tamarind, and other forest products. And to be able to ensure that we are also restoring these forest products is reducing the levels of burning. Because the huge levels of burning, especially using the various tree species for charcoal. For instance, we are now aware that the shea tree is largely being used, especially for the charcoal sector.
Yeah.
Because they say it burns better and it also burns much more efficiently. But a lot of shea trees are also being cut down, especially for fuel wood.
Yeah.
And these two are very, very a big challenge, especially for us in Northern Ghana, especially as we are looking at the issue of restoration.
Right.
So it is very, very important that, for instance, as we move along, we are able to do further education around how persons can stop, especially utilizing various economic trees like shea, the baobab, for fuel wood, and also look at, especially as we've mentioned, grass charcoal. How do we encourage the use of grass charcoal, especially within our various locations, and also ensure that we are also protecting the environment through farmer-assisted natural regeneration?
Great.
And I believe that with this, we can support especially farmers and, of course, the region to thrive, especially in terms of restoration.
That's great. So your last words, and if there is any website for my listeners, if they can visit GAFAP, you share with us and we'll close.
So we are very happy that we've had the opportunity to speak about farmer-assisted natural regeneration here today. GAFAP is really looking at advocacy around how we can restore and build much more climate resilient landscapes, also working with various forest and farm producer organizations. And GAFAP has a website. I would give the website right now.
Great.
It's at www.gafap.com. GAFAP is spelled GAFFAP. GAFAP. And we can always reach out to GAFAP. That is GHAFFP. So right. www.gafap.com. GHAFFAP.org.
Right.
.org. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you very much. And that was Makebo Aparibu. He is the Secretary of Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producers, GAFAP for sure. And today we had the conversation on farmer assisted natural regeneration. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Have a beautiful day.